BFF.FM. This is A Shot in the Arm with your host, Dan, here on this rainy Sunday morning. Hope you're cozy in your homes, enjoying the rain outside. I will be here for the next hour, bringing you some rainy day tunes, including that brand new one you just heard right there from the band Viet Cong. That's from one of my favorite records of 2015 so far. It's a self-titled debut full-length from that band out on the Jaguar label. And I just read this morning that they're going to be coming to town March 5th. They will be at the Rickshaw Stop. Those tickets are probably on sale. Head on over to rickshawstopsf.com. I want to say that's the website. And you're going to want to catch them, for sure. If that record is any indication, and if the live performances from the band Women, Women contribute two members to this band, Viet Cong, their live shows were awesome, so I have to assume so will be Viet Cong's. And speaking of great live shows in the Bay Area, tonight there's one happening at Bottom of the Hill. I will be there. It is the San Diego household name, Pinback. They tend to play in San Francisco about twice a year, every year, and it's always great. So they're going to be at my favorite venue tonight, Bottom of the Hill. I will be there. So I'm going to play a track from their very first record. It's called Crutch. It's BFF.FM. Stay tuned.
Thank you. BFF.FM.
Picture yourself set up for good in the whole of a life. Trouble you look for all your life, you will find it for sure in the mystery zone. The times that we met before we met, mystery times that we met, we'll go there to the
Boone here on BFF.fm with the Mystery Zone off their Transference LP. That's the DJ-friendly edit of that song on the vinyl version, the one that does not cut off abruptly right at the end. That's the CD version. I love that version, and I love that unexpected surprise ending, but that would not work too well for the purposes of a radio program. Spoon, incidentally, going to be coming to town May 29th. They'll be in Oakland at the Fox Theater. That's, I think, the first time they've come through on a proper headlining club slash theater tour since the release of They Want My Soul. I think they were here for Outside Lands last year, but that doesn't count in my mind. So that's exciting. I think the last time I saw Spoon was at the Fox Theater, actually, with Deer Hunter. And who else was on that bill? It was an insanely good bill. Well, regardless, it was a great show. Kate Bush in there before that, going back to 1985 with the Hounds of Love LP and The Big Sky. And we heard from Wild Nothing, going back to their Nocturne record. That was This Chain Won't Break. And started things off in that set with Pinback from their self-titled full-length record with a song called Crutch. And again, they're going to be at Bottom of the Hill tonight. Don't miss it. Speaking of shows in town, there's a lot of great ones coming up. So I've got a band here out of Pennsylvania called The Districts. They're going to be at The Independent here in SF on March 6th. They've got a new record out. It's called A Flourish and a Spoil. This is the song Peaches on BFF. Stay with us.
Here.
That's Heartless Bastards here on BFF.fm with a track from their record, Arrow. That was the LP they put out in 2012, produced by Spoon's Jim Eno. It's a great one, and I know that they are very close to releasing a new record. I don't think they've announced a date for that yet, but there have been a lot of, they've posted a lot of photos and whatnot of, with little studio tidbits like mixing the album, mixing is finished, that sort of thing. So it's coming, and they are playing a bunch of Bay Area shows pretty soon. Let's run those down. They're actually playing March 3rd in Sacramento with Bob Seger. That's pretty awesome. That's at the Sleep Train Arena. Then they're going to be in Mill Valley at Sweetwater Music Hall, and I'm assuming that that's a headlining show. That's on March 4th. And then they're back opening for Bob Seger again down in San Jose at the SAP Center. Or perhaps I'm supposed to say SAP Center. I'm not sure. So Heartless Bastards, I think that Mill Valley gig is going to be your chance to see them headlining and not playing a gigantic stage. Not that that's a bad thing, especially if you're a fan of Mr. Seeger. Ryan Adams in there before that. That was the B-side to the Jacksonville 7-inch that he put out last year on his Pax Americana label. That was my favorite thing that he put out last year. I think he also did the self-titled full-length album, also very good, but that Jacksonville 7-inch is excellent. Highly recommend you pick it up if you see it. We heard a classic from Paul Westerberg before that. That was World Class Fad from the 14 Songs album, and started things off with new music from a band out of PA called The Districts. They've got a new record. It's A Flourish and a Spoil, and they're going to be at the Independent up on Divisadero Street here in San Francisco on March 6th. New music there from The Districts. Got some old stuff from Ida coming up. Got some new stuff from Mr. Sunny and the Sunsets. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, Ida on A Shot in the Arm, BFF.fm. Stay with us.
If I get lost along the way to meet you, if I'm more than a little late, if I get caught up in circles chasing my own tail, if I trip up that accompanies the past.
choir. From the rooftop, we could see the moon rise high above the clouds. Just enough light to see our faces, give expression to the words we thought but didn't speak. You asked me a question that I won't forget, even if I spend my life trying to live up to what it means. If I let you down, if I let you down.
Sunny and the Sunsets with new music here on BFF.FM. That's from a forthcoming album that'll be out on February 17th. It's called Talent Night at the Ashram, and that was the lead single, Cheap Extensions. Sunny's going to be doing a release show just a few days later on the 21st at the Chapel here in the Mission, so don't miss that. And started off there, that short little two-song set with Ida. That's going back to their 2004 LP, Heart Like a River. That song was called Late Blues. And that just brings me to the last tune of A Shot in the Arm here. Thanks for tuning in on this rainy Sunday. Following my show, following this last song that I play here, it's going to be a rerun of the great Leah and Jess with their show TV on the Radio, where they discuss the finer points of contemporary television. I believe the episode that will be airing is their discussion of The Bachelor. So definitely stay tuned for that one. Meanwhile, I will actually be out of town next Sunday, so you'll be hearing a rerun that day, but then the following Sunday I'll be back. So meanwhile, just listen to BFF.FM all day, every day. Can't go wrong. Find us on Twitter. It's BFFDOTFM. You can find this show at ArmshotFM. You can also find me on Mixcloud at mixcloud.com/Babermack. That's where I post all the old episodes. It's B-A-B-E-R-M-A-C. And you can find our radio station on Facebook at Best Frequencies. Please like us. I think if you're listening, you already do like us. So like us in the web sense, please. So I'm going to leave you guys with some Long Winters, and I'll see you in a couple weeks. Thanks so much. Peace. To me.